Aleph, Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Aleph. We know that when it comes to produce, when it needs to have Truma and Maisros taken out, it's Tevel until you take out the Truma and Maiser. But you can eat Achilas Arai. You can eat kind of a casual snack from it. You just can't eat Achilas Keva, a sit-down kind of formal meal in any way. The same thing applies to dough that is Chayev and Challah. Before you take out the Challah from the dough, it's considered Tevel. They use the same word. But you can eat Achilas Arai, as the Mishnah says. Mishnah Aleph, Ochlan Arai Min Ho'isa. If you have a dough that you are making, you can snack from it casually, ad shetisgalgal b'chitim, until the malacha of the dough is done. What would that be? Until the dough is thoroughly mixed, at least when it comes to a wheat dough. What happens is, you take the wheat dough and you knead it around until all the small pieces of dough adhere into one big, what the Mishnah Sefuras calls a gush, one big kind of gloppy dough, and then that's called the finishing of the malacha, and so you can't snack from it anymore. On the other hand, the sitamtem basaorim, barley dough doesn't adhere quite as easily the same way, so they do a process called packing it, where they take the dough and knead it a little bit, and then they pour water into it, and then pack it down by hand really firmly until it all holds together into one dough. And this, for barley dough, is considered to be the Gemar Malacha. That also applies to spelt, oats, and rye, the other three kinds of grains that are Chayev Bechala. They also get this kind of packing process. Gilgalo Bachitim Vitim Tomo Basaorim. Now let's say she thoroughly mixed together a wheat dough, or she finished packing a barley dough, so the Gemar Malacha is finished. Then somebody who eats from this Tevel dough, quote-unquote, is going to be Chayev Misa for eating Tevel until the Challah is taken off, because now it's a finished dough. Kivan Shehi no senes es hamayim. Once she reaches the point where she pours in the water, even though the challah obligation doesn't take effect till it's one mass, but as soon as water is poured into the flour, then magbahas chalosa. She should separate her challah right then. It's an earlier stage than the Gemar Malacha, but as soon as it's starting to come together with the water, that's reishis ariso seichem, the beginning of your dough. Reishis means the first of your dough, but it can also mean the beginning of when the dough starts to clump. So you can't separate challah from just flour. You can separate challah from finished dough. From when you pour the water in, that's the moment when the finished dough process starts. So that's when it's a good idea to take out challah. Ubilvad shelo yehi sham chameshes revo'im kemach. Provided that you do not have five revo'im of flour there. If you have five reva of flour in the kneading bowl that are not mixed with water yet, then that's called unmixed flour. Now, if it's some of it mixed and some of it not, as long as there's not five revayim of unmixed flour, then you're okay. But if there's such a huge quantity of flour that's still not wet or damp at all, then it's still considered to be kind of separate flour rather than the dough that you need to take challah out of. So you should make sure that most of the dough, the flour, or at least more than five reva of it is completely mixed in, and that there's not so much left out that's still floury at the time that you separate the challah. Mishnah Beis, Nidma'a Isasa ad shelo gilgala. Let's say she's about to pour the water in, and she does, there's still a lot of flour there that's not yet mixed in, and then it becomes meduma. Some truma managed to fall in. And so now you've got a meduma mixture where there's less than a 100-to-1 proportion that would be mevatel the truma. So now the whole mixture is meduma. As long as it's ad shelo gilgala, if it hadn't been mixed into a single dough yet, pitura, then it's pater from challah, sheha meduma pater. Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, meduma, because it has the status of kind of a quasi-truma, is pater from challah, because challah is also a type of truma, and you don't take out truma from truma. The Mefarshim point out, this Mishnah is talking about bizman hazeh, when both the challah is only midrabanan, the chiyuv of taking out challah, and meduma is only midrabanan as well. So it's all a derabanan situation here, so it's mafkiyayit. Umeshel gilgala, but once this meduma, truma, flour got mixed in with everything else, and it happened either after she had made the dough, or she made the dough subsequently without knowing about it, and then it occurs later, then chayeves, then it is chayev in challah, because the dough became chayev and challah before the meduma fell in. So this is talking about the case where it happened before, after the point where it turned into dough. And that doesn't take out the chiyuv of challah for this dough. The meduma status came too late. Nolad zeh safek tuma ad shelo gilgala. If there arose in the dough a safek tuma, an uncertain tuma, before it was totally mixed again. So last one, it was truma that might have fallen in. Now it's some possibility of tuma. So we don't know if it's a tumas vadai. We don't know what to do. So the kohen is not going to be able to eat his challah. So what should we do? Taaseh b'tuma. Just finish it up and finish it up through tuma. In fact, if you are tameh and you think that the dough might also be tameh, then you might as well just kind of mix the whole thing together with your hands, because at this point now the kohen wouldn't be able to eat the challah no matter what. It's a safek tumah, and you're definitely tameh. So just make the whole thing a tumah. Now the whole dough is tameh, and you'll burn the challah. Umisha gilgala. On the other hand, if the safek tumah comes up after it was already mixed together as a dough, then taaseh b'tahara, then you have to, she has to finish making the dough b'tahara, because it was already chayev challah, and the halacha is that the challah that was potential is challah that will be taken off. If it has a safek tuma, you can't put a tumas vadai into it, because it's only a safek tuma. And so therefore, if you're yadayim or tameh, you can't go ahead to this maybe tameh isa that already had to have challah taken out, and then purposefully make it tameh the rest of the way. If it was before the dough was mixed, then you have a tzad to say, I might as well just finish it in tumah. But if it's after the dough was mixed and the challah chiyuv already came about, then you can't certainly, your tumah, mess up a safek tameh isa that is already chayev b'challah. Now as for the challah itself, presumably one's not going to be able to give it to the kohen, and one's going to have to burn it, because even though you can't deliberately make it tameh, it's not like the kohen is allowed to have it if it's a safek tumah either. So instead, presumably what he would do is get rid of it, but don't quote me on that.